Laum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody finally served the eviction papers on his old friend Grandpappy Spears. Or rather, Grandpap served them on himself. At any rate, the old fellow has now lost his farm completely, and Mr. Webster has a free hand to do whatever he plans to with the land in spring. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner's father and Lum on Lum's half of the Jot 'em Down store and library.
Sure, you can move in with me for a while, Mr. Peabody, but you've got a good room over at Abner's place, ain't you?
Yeah, but it's getting kind of crowded there.
Crowded?
Yeah. You see, since Milford Spears and his woman Charity moved in there, feller can't hardly get up to the breakfast table no more.
Wait a minute. You mean Grandpappy Spears and Aunt Charity are living with Abner now?
Yeah, moved in last night.
Well, I do know.
I had to sleep on the sofa in the parlor so they could have my room.
Granny's Abner must have got up an awful hour to serve them eviction papers.
Huh? I fell off and they brought that thing twice during the night.
I never thought Abner would get around to doing that, Harvey.
Bruises all... Just look at the side of my head, Lum.
Yeah,
look,
I see it.
Got bruises all... I ain't sleeping on that cross-eyed sofa no more.
Well, when did Abner evict him?
It's got me bruised up to where I don't recognize my... What'd you say, Lum?
When did Abner serve them papers on Grandpap?
Why, the way I get this story, he never done it.
He never?
No. See, old Milford was down at the jailhouse with Abner, and he picked up the papers by accident and read them, so what he done was serve them on his cell.
Oh, well, that explains it, then. I knowed Abner was too soft-hearted to ever do that himself.
Yeah, Sophie ain't a fitting place for no human man to sleep on. Oh, sorry.
Well, you won't have to sleep on that Sophie no more, Mr. Peabody. You just get your belongings and come on over at my house.
I fell right off in that thing twice. Got all bruised.
Yeah, I know. You told me. But now, tell me this, Mr. Peabody. What'd you find out from Luther Phillips today?
Ain't a fitting place to sleep now. What'd you say, Lum?
You went over to see Luther, didn't you?
Went over where?
To Luther Phillips' place.
Oh, you did? Well, I went over there, too, just this morning. It's funny I never saw you there, Lum.
Yeah,
I was there.
Well, what did he say about the old Dillard farm? Is he willing to sell?
Yeah, he'll sell all right. Fact is, he's sort of glad to get shit of it, I believe. Says he ain't getting no returns off of it the way it is, just paying taxes and...
Yeah, well, that's what I figured. Yeah. How much does he want for it?
Well, Sir Luther said he'd let the whole thing go for $1,000.
$1,000, huh?
Yeah.
I fear to that.
Well, I'd say that's pretty cheap, Lum.
Yeah, it's cheap, all right, but it's a heap more money than I can put out, I know that.
Well, I don't reckon you can talk him down no lower.
I don't think so, neither, once he sets his head. I don't know now how I ever actually figured on buying that farm in the first place. About all I could scrape together on my own personal money is around
$300.
$300,
huh?
Yeah. That's a long ways from $1,000, anyway you look at it.
Yeah. Well, now, I'll tell you, Lum, I got a little money saved up. Ain't much, of course, about $200, I reckon, but...
Now, you ought to keep that, Mr. Peabody. You'll need that sometime.
No, I don't need it. And if it'll help old Milford out, I'd be proud to do it.
That's awful thoughty of you, but I don't believe
that. Yes, I'd do anything to get back into my own room. That sofa ain't a fitting place to sleep, Lum.
Well, even if we did use your money, we'd still be $500 short.
Yeah, that's right.
I just can't figure out no place to raise $500 right quick, neither.
Oh, wait now, Lum. Ain't you and Abner got some money in the bank?
Why, yeah, we have.
I know him and you was trying to invest $700 in the health resort here a while back.
Yeah, that's still in the bank, but I wouldn't think of touching that, Mr. Peabody. See, that belongs to both of us. It's one of them double-jointed accounts.
Uh-huh.
And the way Abner feels towards me right now, I know he wouldn't agree to using any of that.
Well, he wants to help Milford, don't he? Them two are as thick as thieves.
Yeah, but Abner's got it in his head that I ain't aiming to help Grandpap. He thinks I'm just doing this for myself.
That boy of mine, if he'd just listen to reason...
Yeah, but he won't, though, so I ain't writing no checks on that money we got in the bank. I know that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think the varmint that ought to help buy Grandpap a new place is Mr. Webster.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. You're right about that. I don't know how to get him to do it, though.
He just the same as stole Milford's place right away from him.
Yeah, trouble is, though, he done it all legal. He managed to stay just inside the law somewhere or other. I've been running through my law books trying to find something I could arrest him on, but I just ain't run across nothing. There's the legalest one crook I ever knowed.
I wish he had to sleep on that trophy. That's what I wish.
Well, about all we can do is just try to figure out some way to raise $500, looks like.
You know, say, Milford ain't got no money, has he?
Oh, no, no. When he lost his farm, he lost everything. He never laid up no money. About all he could ever do was just scratch out a living over there on that little old patch.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's what I think we better do, though. Or wait a minute. Now there comes Abner and Grandpap heading this way. Now, I reckon what they want.
Yeah, I reckon. I wonder.
More than likely coming up here to run Abner's half of the store.
Well, I believe I'll just have a talk with that boy of mine right
no,
now.
No, better not, Mr. Peabody. Well, just ignore him.
Yeah, but he's...
That's the best policy to follow with Abner.
He's...
I know that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit here and look through my law book some more and see if I can find some good charge to...
Again, Abner?
No, again, Mr. Webster.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here they come.
Well, they cut down the old pine tree and they haul it away to the mill. Don't be saying that. You're getting better on
that. Oh, yeah, I got music talents. I've always said that.
Yeah, sir, you got a nice alto voice there.
Well, thank you, Abner.
I always used to think you was a baritone or a bass, maybe.
A bass, did you say?
Yeah, fact is, when you get to singing with your mouth wide open that way, you sort of look like one, too.
I don't know such a thing. I'm handsome when I'm singing.
Oh.
That's how come Charity started keeping company with me when I was young. She seen me singing in the choir once.
Hello, Abner. Hello, Milford.
Oh, howdy, Papa. Out slumming again, huh?
Abner, you're a caution.
Hey, Abner, Lum here wants to talk something over with you.
No, I don't, Mr. Peabody. I'm too busy here with my legal work.
Well, I'm pretty busy myself, Papa. You tell Mr. Edwards if he's got anything to talk over with me, why, he better come down to the jail and get an appointment to see me.
Yeah, they're hard to get to, them appointments.
Oh, uncommonly hard. Well, come on, Grandpap. We better get started taking inventories over on my side of the store here.
Yeah, all right.
I'll pull off the junk and you write them down.
Inventories. Some storekeepers don't even know what's the right time of the year to take inventories.
It's the only safe thing to do when a certain party I know of is running the other half the store. Ain't that right, Grandpap?
Right as rain, yes, sir. Go ahead and start inventorying. I've got a pencil and paper here. I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing, work over on this side of the store. We don't just sit around reading books and loafing.
These are law books, and I ain't loafing.
Oh, prattle. All right, Grandpap. One bowl of dress goods, gingham, spotted color.
One bowl of dress goods, gingham, spotted color, check.
Check.
Say, Abner, Lum here is needing to raise $500, and I was thinking...
Mr. Peabody, don't bring that up. Just forget it.
What's he need $500 for, Papa, to buy somebody else's farm right out from under him?
Now listen here, son. You've got the wrong slant on all this.
Just ignore him, Mr. Peabody. Well, to try to get nothing through that head of his. It's just like cement.
What's that? Cement? I'd rather have a head made out of cement than have an empty one like some fellas I know. See, where was we at? Oh, yeah. One bowl of dress goods, gingham, spotted color.
One bowl of dress goods, gingham, spotted color, check.
Check.
Now, listen, son, listen. I'm your papa, and you ought to listen to what I've got to say to you.
Papa, please don't interrupt us. We're busy here. Got to get this bid so we can get back down to the jailhouse. One of the prisoners is leaving today, and I want to be there to say goodbye to him.
Who is it, Abner? Willie the Boodler?
Oh, no, not him. Fact is, Willie talked me into giving him another 30 days. Let's see now. One bowl of dress goods, gingham.
One bowl of dress goods, gingham, spotted color, check.
Check.
Yeah, it appears to me like you got an awful lot of gingham, spotted colored dress goods in stock, Abner.
Yeah, that's all the same boat, Max Harris. Well, law me, what's this old book doing here with the dress good? Look at that.
What book is it, the almanac?
Oh, looks like some sort of an old law book. Must be Lum's, I reckon. Here, Papa, give this to Mr. Edwards and let him read this one, too, as long as he ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, all right, yeah. But now listen, son, I wish you wouldn't be so stubborn-headed.
I ain't stubborn-headed, Papa. I'm just smart enough to see what scheme a certain feller's got up a certain sleeve, that's
all. Let's see that law book, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, here you are, Lum.
Oh, yeah, I recollect this one. Ain't no good no more. It's too old. Look at the date on it. 1905. Pine Ridge ordinances. Might just as well throw it away.
See here. One bolt of dress goods, gingham.
Wait a minute. Grannies, I just happened to think of something.
Yeah, what is it, Lum?
I think this is the book it's in. Let me look here.
I reckon what he's up to now, Grandpap.
Hey, don't ask me.
You better keep an eye on him.
Aye, Grannies, here it is, right here. This is just what I've been looking for.
What is it, Lum? Mr. Edwards?
Oh, well, as long as me and you ain't speaking, Abner, I can't tell you. But I will say this. There's going to be a court trial in Pine Ridge right soon, and when it's over, I think a certain partner of mine and his friend are going to change their opinions about me.
What do you think of that, Abner?
One bolt of dress goods, gingham, spotted color.
One bolt of dress goods, gingham, spotted color. Check.
Check.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.